You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. It's 3 o'clock on Sunday. My name is DJ Dowdy. It's time for Ambiance Congo. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Ambiance Congo. Again, my name is David, a.k.a. DJ Dowdy. I'm here with you every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m., bringing you 2 hours of great music out of Central Africa on Ambiance Congo. And broadcast for WRIR is made possible in part by Ross Dobbs Coffee and Tea, family-owned and operated. Ross Dobbs roasts coffee on premises daily and offers coffee, tea, accoutrements, and cups to go. Ross Dobbs Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, on Facebook, Twitter, and the web at rossdobbs.com. And our track list is already up, starting for you at www.wrir.org. Today I'm going to be playing tribute to a man who passed away 4 years ago in Brussels, the late, great Taboulet Rochereau, November 30th. He was age 76 years old, never recovered from a stroke he had in 2008. Great singer, started off in the 60s, in the 50s and 60s with Le Grand Calais and African Jazz. We'll play a track from African Jazz that Rochereau wrote, a track called Nabungisa Kala, and then we'll play some other music. We're going to be featuring other music from the 60s and 70s, seminal years in the development of modern Congolese music, and Taboulet was there the whole time. So stay tuned, listen, keep it cool, and enjoy.
Awa yo tikinga na kokiteo Oya e a e go motema Motema e pa inga tikana timanga inala dio e sheri motema nanga Mananga y toco balana
mama Cesarina, ah Cesarina. Celia, Yoka Maloba Oyo, Moniye, Soki de Cambolelo, Bakotuna Nanyo, Polo ya Bolingo Yango, O Celia, Nayoki Sango, Combo Nayo e Komi Publicité. Bimba na tamboli na telimi soti na deo bolingo ya zuwa mabe o Celia bolingo etambwi singai moto na kosenga na yo se bolimbisi o Celia yebisa soki okoki kosupporte ngai o Celia.
There's some 60s music for you. That last track was some music being made across the river in Brazzaville by Les Bantu de la Capitale in the 1960s. That's a song called Celia. Before that, Dr. Nico and La Orchestra African Fiesta. After Tabule Rochereau and Dr. Nico left African Jazz, which is the first group we heard today, they started their own group, African Fiesta. Dr. Nico wrote some of the songs, and he played great guitar with them. And Tabule Rochereau wrote some of the songs, and he sang beautifully with them. There was also a guy named Kwame and Mujos and a number of other great singers who worked with them as well. Vicky Longomba was with African Jazz. He may have worked with Rochereau briefly, but I'm not sure. I can't remember right now. I got a gray hair moment. Anyway, let's go through the track list. Before Les Bontés de la Capitale, we heard Dr. Nico and the Orchestra Fiesta, African Fiesta. We heard Suzarinin from the CD Eternal Dr. Nico. Before that, Tabule Rochereau and the African Fiesta from the LP Authenticity Volume 2, which came out in 1967. We heard the song called Sele Kutu, and we started off the set with L'African Jazz of Joseph Kabasele, along with Nico and Rochereau. We heard the song called Nobingisa Kala. You know, Menno Dibango also played saxophone with them back in the 1960s. That's from the great compilation put out on Stern's Music the year that Tabule died in 2013. Great compilation of the music of Joseph Kabasele and the African Jazz called Le Grand Calais, His Life and His Music. And let's see, let's go on, let's play some more music. Let's go back to Tabule Rochereau. Nico and Rochereau worked together in African Fiesta for a couple of years, and then they split over who was going to be in charge. This is a really common thing in Congolese music. Everybody's worried about who gets paid and who's in charge and all this other kind of thing. And they split and started their own two groups. Rochereau started African Fiesta National, and Dr. Nico started African Fiesta Sukisa. So let's hear some African Fiesta National from an LP called Roger Izedi Mokoya Paris Presente, Le Seigneur Rochereau et l'African Fiesta National. Les people, we're going to hear a song off of this one called Gypsy.
Leli mboka nazali seko mazaka yomote mamwanga imopeli moto o gypsy libale bongi na koto sana nasengi yo o gypsy mona mboka na mote mana yo nazali kozonga o loazo nabutu na leli na ndoto Nanotiyo o gypsy o sali nanda kwa moto mosusu o sali kola mela ye O gypsy ngati asuwa natina Nalapote e sali na yo yo mwana kwea seza ikela muyanzambi
Yeah. Okay, that last track was Dr. Nico and the orchestra and African Fiesta Sukisa with a song called Bolingo Ya Sens Unique from the LP L'Africa Danse, number 10, Sukisa. We heard this song, again, Bolingo Ya Sens Unique, which was written by Jaski Kiambukuta, who would later go on and sing with Franco in the Tout Puissant OK Jazz. And Jaski was picked to replace Rochereau in the voice section of Dr. Nico's version of African Fiesta Sukisa. Whereas back before that, we heard from Senor Rochereau and La African Fiesta National, Le People. We heard the song called Gypsy. And that song, the guitarist on that one that was picked to replace Dr. Nico in Senor Rochereau's band was a guy by the name of Guvano, who was absolutely great. And he was with him for a while until the late 60s, and then he just sort of went away and another guy took his place. But anyway... let's hear some more music. Let's go to about the same era. Let's hear from Le Tout Puissant OK Jazz from Franco. And we're going to hear a song featuring Kwame, who also sang with Tabule Rochereau. This is from the CD called Mino Ya Luambo Diamant. We're going to hear the song called Selita, which was written by Kwame.
Solo totikana Omo solo na yombo ke Oko zwaka gugu Na la vi na yebi yembongo De mokonzi Pona yo selita jamen Dai mwana ya mwasi Na salaka na sede ketina Ninyo go na lemba Na linga te loko langai na tiyo Pena yo que pa'i abatu Selita olingaka Mamona kiye pa'i mususu nalingi yo mingi Selita Ata baboti bakoloba Solo totikana Omo solo na yomo keo Thank you.
the unmistakable sound of Franco, El Tout Puissant, OK Jazz, the song Salita featuring Kwame. That's a public service announcement. Let me let you know that most spider and tick bites do not cause harm, but a bite from a brown recluse or female black widow spider can cause serious problems in a child, a senior, or a person in poor health, although rarely do their bites cause death. The female black widow is a black, shiny spider with a red or orange hourglass shape on its underside. Within 24 hours of being bitten, you may feel stomach pain, dizziness, and muscle stiffness, and may have trouble breathing. A brown recluse is a yellowish tan to dark brown spider and has a dark violin shape on its small body, but it is not common in Virginia. Symptoms may develop within 36 hours and can include restlessness, fever, chills, nausea, weakness, rash, or joint pain. A blister or wound shaped like a bullseye may develop at the bite site. Seek medical attention quickly if bitten and symptoms develop. And I'm monitoring one of those on myself right now, so that's why I'm reading this. All right, let's hear something. You know, I talked about Guvano earlier playing with the African Fiesta National. He actually left, and there was another singer who was working with both Taboulé and with Franco in the 60s and 70s, and that was the great singer Sam Mangwana. Sam Mangwana and Guvano joined up with Jan Tesa d'Alliance and formed the Festival des Maquisards. So let's hear something from them from about the same time. A song called Sherry Vicky from the CD called Zelangai Nasala.
Mokola nena ndoto nakomona elongi na yo Sheri ya bomwana Pesa ya motema Epesinga liboma ya bolingo Zonga ata na ndokwa Po pesanga beze na litama Oye makana lito ilianga Oh Sheri Vicky Yo mwasi ya motema Ya motema Epesinga liboma ya bolingo Zonga dana mpokwa Pope sanga beze na litama Oye mbaka na lito ilianga O Sheri Vicky Yo mwasi ya motema Vinyenga inako yema Sheri oyo kelanga Lelo mokolo ne mwa esengo Givano na koyemba yokanga Mokolo soki penga nawe Na banzio kobo sananga Mobele na tango ya kolala Mokotala elini nanga okolela Foto nanga na maboko Sananga, Pobele na tango ya kolala, Kukotala elini nanga okolela, Foto nanga na maboko.
oyo kelanga lelo mokolo nde mwesengo ngaki vano na koyemba yo kanga mokolo soki penga nawe na banzi okobosa nanga bobele na tango ya kolala okotala elili nanga okolela foto nanga na maboko.
Sonele Gallego.
So at the end of the 60s, there was all this music that started exploding, and in the early 70s, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger with Verkis opening up the studio Veve. But that last track was Orchestra Negro Success featuring Pavel Marie-Marie, who was actually Franco's little brother, from a CD called Compilation Music Congolo Zairos Volume 3. We heard the song called Litea Yan Tongo, and before that we heard from the Festival de Makisards the song Sherry Vicky. All right, right about 1970, there was a landmark concert in Paris. It was the first time Congolese musicians actually played at a big event place in Europe at the Olympia Theater. Senor Rochereau changed the name of his band to La Frisa International, and they played a concert there and recorded an album. We're going to hear a track from that concert first. We're going to hear their version of the live version of Paulina, and then we'll hear the original recorded release a version of Asambela, which was made. It was a big smash at that concert. But right now, here is here is what? Here is Litea Yan. Oh, actually, here is Paulina. Yay!